Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast for Friday evening, March 13th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Carbonites and critical minerals. How? Canemera Energy Metals Corp. is building a multi-center rare earth platform. Schreibert Lake outlines a multi-center carbonite system with four large REENB targets defined by coincident geophysical and geochemical anomalies. Canemera Energy Metals Corp. is advancing rare earth assets across Canada, the United States, and Brazil, positioning its portfolio within jurisdictions aligned with Western supply chain priorities. As governments and manufacturers race to secure non-Chinese sources of rare earth elements, attention is increasingly shifting toward projects that demonstrate both geological scale and jurisdictional stability.
APA report delivers resilient, high-return profile for Lafleur Minerals Inc. Swanson Gold Project in Abitibi Gold Belt. Lafleur Minerals Inc. has unveiled a positive preliminary economic assessment for its Swanson Gold Project in Quebec's Abitibi Greenstone Belt. The report highlights the project's capital efficiency and potential for significant economic returns, supported by the Beacon Gold Mill and skilled labor in the Val-d'Or mining community. This development positions Lafleur as a promising near-term gold producer in the renowned Abitibi Gold Belt.
Microbial ecosystems play a big role in the efficacy of cancer immunotherapy. Recent research has highlighted the crucial role of gut microbiota in the success of cancer immunotherapy targeting PD-L1 and PD-1 gene expression. This breakthrough could revolutionize treatment for various diseases, including cancer, inflammatory, and autoimmune conditions. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc. are poised to benefit from these findings, potentially leading to significant advancements in oncology.
Lixti Biotechnology Holdings Inc. expands its ovarian clear cell cancer trial through partnerships with MD Anderson and GSK. The company focuses on targeted cancer biology and combination therapy innovation, enhancing established treatments with Pounds 100. The ongoing clinical collaboration aims to evaluate Pounds 100 with dostarlimab for ovarian clear cell carcinoma treatment. Results from the trial's first cohort are expected in the first half of 2026, showing institutional confidence in Lixti's approach.
What FEMA's flood maps don't cover, and what that means for environmental reporting. FEMA flood maps may not cover all flood risks, leaving properties vulnerable to heavy rainfall flooding. Risk Footprint integrates Fathom Swiss Re flood models to provide a more complete picture, including pluvial flooding. By adding estimated first floor elevation data, the platform moves from flood exposure to actual vulnerability. Consultants are urged to conduct full spectrum flood assessments before deals close. Risk footprint reports are available for a few hundred dollars per property, making comprehensive flood due diligence accessible.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading news wires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.